Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Saturday morning, June 21st, 2025. And we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Safe Harbor Marinas hit with class action lawsuit over deceptive charges. Kelly Wustel, along with co-counsel, have filed a national class action lawsuit against Safe Harbor Marinas, LLC, and SHM Charleston Boatyard, LLC, for deceptive corporate practices. The lawsuit alleges bait-and-switch conduct to inflate customer invoices with unauthorized charges. The lawsuit seeks damages and restitution for affected boat owners nationwide. Safe Harbor Marinas operates in 24 states, and the lawsuit claims their policies were systematically enforced. Plaintiff, Miami Charter Yacht, LLC, experienced overbilling at Safe Harbor's Charleston facility. The lawsuit includes claims for breach of contract, unjust enrichment, and violation of South Carolina's Unfair Trade Practices Act. Kelly Wustel specializes in catastrophic injury and complex commercial litigation, securing over $1 billion in verdicts and settlements for clients. William Stearns Cardiff redefines working capital for small businesses. Cardiff, led by CEO William Stern, is redefining working capital for small businesses. By modernizing the merchant cash advances concept, Cardiff offers fast, flexible, and accessible working capital solutions tailored to the evolving needs of American small businesses. Cardiff's offerings include business lines of credit and a streamlined term loan product with fixed terms and clear repayment schedules, providing businesses with capital and confidence. With a focus on efficiency and real-time data, Cardiff can approve applications and disburse funds within 24 to 48 hours, making a difference for small and growing businesses. Cardiff's inclusive approach to underwriting businesses, not credit scores, has allowed them to fund thousands of businesses nationwide, supporting entrepreneurs and building lasting legacies. Transform your business with digital revenue engines. JCE SEO has revolutionized digital marketing with their innovative approach called Digital Revenue Engines. This strategy focuses on delivering measurable outcomes like revenue growth and market leadership, catering specifically to high-ticket clients. By selling outcomes rather than services, JCE SEO positions itself as a partner in their clients' success. Through data-driven strategies and tailored services, the company ensures predictable performance in competitive markets. Services include website design, SEO, lead generation, and targeted advertising campaigns, all aimed at driving revenue growth. JCE SEO's emphasis on market leadership helps clients establish themselves as industry thought leaders. With a track record of success, JCE SEO sets a new standard in the industry, empowering businesses with solutions that drive growth and establish market leadership.
How Another Zero solves the visibility problem and helps great businesses win. Another Zero, a marketing company founded by Niccolo Sabilian, helps businesses overcome the visibility problem by focusing on clarity and credibility. In today's crowded digital landscape, being invisible costs customers. Another Zero's approach treats visibility like digital real estate, ensuring brands show up where customers are looking. By clarifying messaging and building trust through social proof, Another Zero helps businesses attract attention, communicate value, and earn trust. Their integrated framework of visibility, clarity, and credibility leads to sustainable growth and has earned them industry recognition. With a 4.9-star rating on Trustpilot, Another Zero's approach has led to 40x growth in just 1 year, transforming businesses from overlooked to overbooked.
Asheville-based Starboy Creative launches custom web and SEO plans for local growth. Starboy Creative, a web design and SEO studio based in North Carolina, has launched personalized website and SEO packages to help small businesses show up on Google. Founded by Dan Connard, the studio specializes in high-converting websites and local SEO strategies to attract the right customers. Each custom-built site focuses on clean design, fast load times, and converting traffic into leads. With a focus on Google Business Profile optimization, Starboy Creative offers a flexible subscription-based pricing model for businesses of all sizes. They are dedicated to serving service-based businesses and providing ongoing support to help clients stay ahead of digital trends. Visit starboycreative.com to explore tailored web solutions and start standing out online.
Walmart and Cole Hauer's Free Reign Coffee. Celebrate veterans and U.S.-made products with Capitol Hill Coffee Giveaway. Walmart and Free Reign Coffee, co-founded by actor and veteran advocate Cole Hauser, honored veterans with a special coffee giveaway event on Capitol Hill. The event highlighted Walmart's commitment to American-made goods and its partnership with Free Reign Coffee, deeply connected to the veteran community. Cole Hauser, best known for his role in Yellowstone, served coffee to veterans, expressing his dedication to supporting veterans. Walmart's SVP of merchandising, Melody Richard, emphasized the company's commitment to U.S. manufacturing, with over two-thirds of their products made in the USA. Colonel Sean Corrigan from the Special Operations Warrior Foundation praised companies like Free Reign and Walmart for their support. Rye Barcott from With Honor commended Walmart's partnership in helping veterans serve across party lines. Walmart's annual fly-in continues their 40-year American manufacturing legacy, with upcoming opportunities for U.S. entrepreneurs through their Open Call event.
USSFCU continues top workplace streak with 2025 Washington Post recognition. For the second consecutive year, the United States Senate Federal Credit Union has been named a Washington Post top workplace, showcasing its commitment to an engaged, inclusive, and people-first culture. This recognition, based on employee feedback, adds to USSFCU's list of accolades, including National USA Today Top Workplaces Honors and Culture Excellence Awards. President and CEO Timothy L. Anderson expressed pride in the culture built together, where employees feel valued and connected to the mission of helping others. Employee survey results show high satisfaction levels, with 97% citing strong values, 92% feeling appreciated, and 90% prioritizing well-being. USSFCU continues to be recognized for its supportive workplace that values growth, work-life balance, and its mission of people helping people.
.i, a leader in asset intelligence technology, completes business combination and set to begin trading on NASDAQ. .i, a leader in asset intelligence technology, has completed a business combination with ShoulderUp Technology Acquisition Corp. The approval by ShoulderUp shareholders on February 6, 2025, has made .i a publicly traded company. Its Class A common stock and warrants will start trading on NASDAQ under the symbols DIC and DICW on June 23, 2025. .ai has also secured $12 million in PIPE financing to support its growth plans, including R&D expansion and manufacturing operations in Puerto Rico. With a focus on revolutionizing supply chain management, .ai is set to continue its disruptive innovation and partnerships to connect companies across their value chain. The newly appointed board of directors includes industry experts like Holly Gray, Joanna Berkey, Jeff Saling, Dr. Sheldon Paul, Dr. David Carlson, and Ed Nabrotsky, bringing a wealth of experience to drive .i's future success.
Q&A with John Cassidy, SIOR, Lee & Associates of Illinois. John Cassidy, SIOR, co-founded Lee & Associates of Illinois in 2002, growing it to a 50-plus person real estate firm. With over $2.5 billion in transactions, John focuses on industrial office facilities and land. His firm's success is attributed to a unique culture and compensation model. Lee & Associates of Illinois prioritizes finding individuals who align with their values and offers a path to partnership for ownership. They reward entrepreneurial spirit through programs like Associates Equity Funds. Their attractive commission splits and profit-sharing program have led to significant growth and low attrition rates. Looking to expand further, they seek brokers in various sectors who share their values. At Windsor Run, predictable costs provide freedom, value, and peace of mind. Don and Judy Bartel found moving to Windsor Run in Matthews, NC to be a wise financial decision, escaping increasing maintenance costs from their previous home. The community's monthly service package covers maintenance, utilities, meals, amenities, and transportation, providing predictable expenses that align with seniors' preferences. The 90% refundable entrance fee and diverse residence options offer unbeatable value. Residents like the Bartels enjoy more free time and peace of mind with the assurance of the Home for Life promise. Windsor Run's continuous investments in amenities ensure a vibrant community for the future. To explore the financial benefits of Windsor Run, request more information today.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.